Mecklenburg County homeowners could be hit with their first property tax increase in 5 years if the $1.7 billion budget that County Manager Dina DiOrio presented to County Commissioners Tuesday is approved. She says it's needed to pay for school security improvements, additional pre-K seats, and more school health care professionals. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has more.
DiOrio's budget would increase funding for Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools by $24.2 million, although CMS had asked for $40 million. This includes money for more cameras, locks, and hardened windows at schools and five CMS police. The budget also calls for $5.7 million in security technology upgrades for the county's computer system, plus 11 new IT positions to prevent incidents like last year's ransomware attack on the county system. To help pay for these and other increases, DiOrio is calling for a 3/4 cent property tax increase. She's asking for it at the same time the city manager is seeking a property tax hike.
If the 1 cent tax increase proposed by the city manager is ultimately approved by the city council, the combined increase on a single-family home valued at $250,000 in the city of Charlotte amounts to less than $4 per month.
Or nearly $50 a year. While DiOrio's budget would give CMS most of what it requested, she said no to a 7% increase to raise teacher pay. Superintendent Clayton Wilcox says he was disappointed the pay increase wasn't in the budget, but not surprised given other community needs.
The county manager had to pick those things that she thought were the biggest investments that they could make. So we'll take that, we'll move forward together, and then we'll begin to look at our own budgets and see if there's not some way that we can better support our teachers.
Commissioners asked Wilcox for more information on how CMS teacher pay compares to other districts. Commissioner Trevor Fuller, who has advocated for higher teacher pay, says that will help commissioners as they decide how to make adjustments to DiOrio's budget.
I'm not surprised that the increases in teacher supplements that I'm looking for were not in her recommended budget, because we haven't gotten the information back from the superintendent about what that would look like so we can gauge how much more in teacher supplement we should have in our budget.
County commissioners will hold a public hearing on the budget June 4th, additional discussions June 7th, with a vote scheduled for June 19th. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.